We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, talking today here with Dr. James Rausch from the Kansas State University College of Veterinary Medicine, talking about DVM education. We've been talking about a lot of the curriculum side of things here, but we're getting into early admissions here for the month of February, and let's talk a little bit about that process.
Yeah, thank you, Brandon. We have an early admissions program at the College of Veterinary Medicine where students who are finishing high school can qualify for it, and they are essentially guaranteed admission at coming out of high school, so they don't have to wonder about it during their pre-vet years. It gives them a little more opportunity to focus on things that they may think will benefit them once they have a DVM. And what that early admissions qualifications, they have to have a 29 or higher ACT score. There's an interview process and some look at applications and experience. If admitted to that program, then once they are here, they will do their undergraduate at Kansas State University as part of that program. And they will fill the same admissions requirements that any other student does. They also have some added on benefits in terms of extra seminars, connections with the vet school that they get through that program. And then they can, you know, as soon as they fill those requirements, enter the College of Veterinary Medicine. So that's a great thing for high school students. Kind of takes away that pressure of, can I get into veterinary school? They do have to maintain a GPA during that period. But as long as they can do that, they can keep going and not have to worry, am I going to get in? Am I going to get in? You know, so many students do.
What's interest like from the high school level, would you say, these days?
Interest is pretty high. I don't know the exact numbers recently on our early admissions program, but we usually have, you know, somewhere upwards of 20 or 30 applications per year. And in each class varies in how many we take in, because our classes of around 118 students are essentially 50-51 Kansans and then the rest out of state. A lot of those early admissions students will take some Kansas spots. The majority are Kansas students, although we do have out-of-state students apply to the early admissions program and then do their undergraduate here as well. Just to be guaranteed that admissions, it's a definite advantage for Kansas State University.
And you see a good mix of male and female students coming out?
We do. We don't look at gender specifically or any other factors. The application process is pretty blind. It's activity-based and accomplishment-based. The selection for each class is based on a combination of overall science GPA and GPA within the last 45 hours, interview scores. We have recently dropped the GRE as a requirement for admission. We don't look at those scores anymore. We are exploring using a situation-based assessment called CASPER, which the last two classes have taken that, but we have not instituted as a requirement in terms of admission yet. We haven't put it in the formula for admissions. But we're looking at that as just a better assessment of how someone handles a specific situation. Those are situations and that test given to the individual, and they're graded on how they respond to it. And there's not a right or wrong response. It's really how they approach it in terms of problem solving and those issues, which, of course, is very important to us as educators in veterinary medicine.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking to Dr. Rausch here, the K-State College of Veterinary Medicine. So for the early admissions, is there a deadline for people to sign up for that?
Yeah, thank you. The deadline for this year is February 1st. And after that, those individuals then will be contacted. We'll do some interviews this spring, and usually those students are, before they graduate, know if they're going to be accepted into that program and start here at Kansas State University.
How exciting. That's a great opportunity for those high schoolers. You also, we were talking here during the break, you have a veterinary training program for rural Kansas?
Yes, the state of Kansas legislature funds a veterinary training program for rural Kansas. They've been doing that for better than a dozen years. And those students, we select 5 students per year out of each first-year class. Those students get a scholarship each year of $20,000 from the state of Kansas, which used to pay their entire tuition and a little extra money for a living. Today doesn't quite pay tuition because it hasn't kept pace with inflation. That's one of our goals, is to get that to be up to keep pace with inflation a little bit. But those 5 students, they get that scholarship each year through veterinary college. That does pay the majority of their tuition. And then they need to work in a rural Kansas county, a county less than 35,000 population, for at least 4 years after graduation. What we have found is that's been a tremendously successful program for getting graduates to go into rural practice, primarily large animal practice, of course, in many of those counties. And 75% roughly of those graduates have stayed at the original practice that they went into, and over 90% of them stay in a rural Kansas practice.
That's probably a huge benefit to a lot of those people who live in those rural communities, especially the farmers.
Yeah, it was definitely a program, you know, set up with the support of the Kansas Farm Bureau and other rural groups to help us get that in place, and it does benefit the rural population. You know, you think of, a county of less than 35,000 is pretty restrictive, and it's actually not of the however many hundred and some Kansas counties. About 98 of them are rural designated.
Yeah, no kidding. I would imagine that to be correct, because just the sparse population here outside of Wichita, Kansas City, Topeka, Manhattan. Well, that sounds like a great program. What a good opportunity here. And to keep students in Kansas, I know that's such a goal for not just your department, but for a lot of the departments at the school.
Yeah, absolutely correct. That's the goal, is to keep our graduates in Kansas, at least our in-state, you know, applicants. And it's not unusual for an out-of-state student to decide to stay in Kansas. It's such a nice area to live.
Mm-hmm. Well, as we kind of wrap things up here this morning, COVID's obviously dealt a lot of uncertainty here as far as schools are concerned, and I'm curious if there's going to be any adjustments we may see here the next week or so at K-State with your department specifically.
Yeah, Brandon, I'd love to have a crystal ball. Of course, I believe the provost and president on just this past week confirmed that they still expect K-State to begin in-person instruction, unlike a number of colleges across the U.S. We are at the College of Veterinary Medicine completely in person. All lectures and labs still running in person as they always have, and we hope to keep that on through the next COVID wave and beyond.
Yeah, and that's the thing. There's probably going to be waves of this here as we continue on. We're already seeing an uptick in cases statewide, so we'll cross our fingers and hope that things will improve. If people need to get a hold of you or anyone else at the College of Veterinary Medicine, what's the best method to do that?
Best method to do that is just to email or call the dean's office. That main number is 785-532-4000, and someone will direct them to where they need to be in terms of questions on the admissions program or the curriculum or whatever they'd like to hear about.
All right. Sounds good. Well, Dr. James Rausch, again, has been our guest here this morning. He's the Associate Dean of Academic Programs and Student Success Professor, Small Animal Orthopedics. Thanks for being here, and wish you the best luck going forward.
Thank you, Brandon.
Stay tuned. We'll have Linda Teener up next, coming on from the UFM Community Learning Center. That is up next here on News Radio KMAN.